The release of the inert chemical and biological material at the abandoned school is meant to test how a potential chemical attack on the U.S. will impact people inside of houses differently than those outside. 4th District Congressman Ron Estes represents the area and says he was concerned when he first learned about the test's proximity to Arkansas City.
You know, it is important for, you know, all of our federal agencies to test their abilities in response to different threats, but I want to make sure that we're 100% certain this test is safe.
In the environmental assessment for the proposed test, DHS officials say the chemical and biological agents they will be using will pose no major risk to air quality, vegetation, or wildlife. The first test is scheduled to be performed in January or February of 2018. For KMUW News, I'm Brian Grimmett.